And a happy, happy Thursday to all Hank fans and family that may celebrate.
It's Why We Love Today.
What do you think, dude?
I love it. All right.
Alrighty.
He knows.
Starting good. Fifth day of the sixth month of 2025, 156 in, 209 left to go, 10 days till Dad's Day.
Aw, sorry, I'm a little slow on the upbeat today. I apologize.
31 days until the 4th of July. Today, otherwise known as National Veggie Burger Day. And we still, there are those that will always do it.
Well,
but it was a craze there for a little while. Then the pandemic happened and we realized meat is good.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, okay, so there's like the garden burger, which kind of tastes like a wicker basket, you know, but then you can get like the black bean burgers, which have a lot of flavor. They're good. Good texture.
And that one's more like shiplap.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. Yeah, it really fits
very
into
Joanna Gaines.
The whole Pier 1 thing, mm-hmm. too.
It's demo day.
It's National Gingerbread Day. It's odd to do right here in June.
No.
It's more of a Christmassy thing. Wow. Sausage rolls. I'll take one any day. It is that. Ferris Bueller's Day Off Day.
Ooh.
I do believe in the movie. Is that what it is?
I'm thinking so. You don't want to miss it.
Only searches tell me about the movie itself. And I could do that on my own. Thanks, AI. You're doing
Whatever.
Great. Speaking of, National Attitude Day.
Ugh.
So have some.
Ew.
And today's National Ketchup Day.
We go through a lot of ketchup at my house. A disproportionate amount of ketchup.
Yeah.
My son loves the ketchup so much.
The young ones do favor ketchup.
Yeah. He'll eat all the tenders, and then if there's ketchup left over, he will grab the plate and lick.
Oh, wow.
Said ketchup.
Really likes ketchup.
The ranch is the same.
That was not hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
He really likes ketchup.
Mm.
Okay. On this date in history, a couple of big musical events. 1956, Elvis Presley debuts this song called Hound Dog. It was on the Uncle Milty show, Milton Berle.
Was that the one where he sang to the dog, or was that a different episode?
I know Ferris Bueller's Day Off was a great movie. That I can tell you. 1965, Stones released I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I wonder how they're doing with that.
Double negative on that. On this date, 1968, that is when RFK, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, was assassinated. 1977, the Apple II, the first personal computer.
Number two!
Went on sale.
Mm.
On this date, it probably cost $10 billion in 1977.
And was the size of a Prius.
1993 is kind of a dark day in history, folks. Let's have some Will It Float fun to balance out the scales. It's when, on this date in 1993, we lost Conway Twitty.
Ooh.
That fell 2 years ago. Last year, maybe. I don't know. On That Ain't My Twitty. And it was a tough one, but we fought through it. Musically, in 93, it was Should Have Been a Cowboy that came out from Toby Keith. That notched him his first number one hit on this day in 93.
Attaboy.
Not a hit in the long run. 1999, Ryan Phillippe, Reese Witherspoon get married.
Dang it.
2002, Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped.
Oh, that's still so weird.
2004, J-Lo marries Mark Anthony.
This is not the best day in history. Goodness, okay. June 5th.
We lost Ronald Reagan on this date in 2004. And in other stamp news, as this is the second day in a row.
Your stamp information station.
What are the odds? 2013, that was when the forever stamp honoring the great Johnny Cash went on sale. There you go. They did not have, do we want young Johnny or old Johnny debate like they did with Elvis. This Johnny was Johnny.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all you got.
We have Thursday birthday cakes for Carrie Underwood's hubby, Mike Fisher, 45 today. Rocker Pete Wentz, Fallout Boy, 48.
Ex-husband of Ashley Simpson.
46, that's right. That's why Fallout Boy was a thing. Mark Wahlberg, 54.
Don't call me Marky Mark.
Brian McKnight, 56. Jeff Garlin, funny, 63. Oh, I wish I would have prepared. I'll save that for last because Suze Orman is 74.
She's smart with finances.
She likes to be motivational with money.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and then he is 69 today.
Oh.
It is the one and only K Kenny G.
Stop, bro.
Waking up to real control.
It's a Will of Flow Thursday.
With KB and Heather Lee.
What goes in next? FM.